This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Stand Up Straight. We aim to provide a vehicle for allies to stand up for the rainbow communities, facilitating change, acceptance, understanding and dialogue. Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9. Stand up
straight. Hi everyone, Michelle here in the studio and Stand Up Straight. We've got the lovely Clayton that is joining us. Looking very schmick in a shirt today.
It's photo day. And hello.
And we have a special guest in the studio with us tonight, co-hosting, a bit of a Joy veteran, Mr. Shane Cooper. Welcome.
Thank you, Michelle. Hello.
It's been a long time, about 4 years ago, I think we discussed.
Yes. On a show. It's always lovely seeing you, and thank you for inviting me into your straight den.
Oh, Clayton, that's a new terminology.
I'm not. Straight I think den? He's being too nice to you. I'm a little worried.
Is that something I don't quite understand?
Yeah,
maybe it's more what it is. Before we dive into tonight's show, thanks, as always, to The Informer that you will hear every weeknight, Monday to Thursday, 6:30 till 7. And to the lovely Dave, beautiful newsreader that we had sitting in the studio with us, claims he's going to be across the ABC News by the end of the month. Let's just see how that goes.
Oh, I thought he said by the end of the night.
I was trying to make it sound a little bit...
okay, fine. Yeah.
A bit more exciting. So we are going to talk tonight. There's... been horrendous amounts of information on social media and on the news about same-sex marriage. There is some beautiful stories that are coming out, some gorgeous people standing up at times when perhaps they may not have. There's been family stories, individual stories. There's some beautiful things that have been happening, but as I said, there's been some ugliness, a lot of ugliness. So what we thought tonight is that we might kind of call this the care package, Stand Up Straight's care package. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, about ways to look after ourselves and what other people are doing to look after themselves and to block out the hurt and the negative. And before we do that, we do like this little track. Hit it, Clayton. What have you done
of the week on Stand Up Straight.
And I didn't sing. Beck, our beautiful Stand Up Straight singer, would normally be the one that chimes in, but she's not there. I didn't.
She was busy.
She's very busy. So, Shane, you have come to the studio tonight with an ally of the week. I love this.
I have, and thank you for not making me sing.
That would you have been... rather have?
Oh, gosh, no. No. So, my ally of the week... Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Speaking of which, so Saturday night I went and saw Alison Maillé in concert. So Alison.
I'm
competing with Alison. There. I don't know what went wrong.
So Alison Maillé performed at Margaret Court Arena on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Big voice from the 80s. First time she's come out in 30 years to perform.
Really?
So it was really, really exciting. It was at Margaret Court Arena.
Is that weird? Every time I hear that now.
I know, right? And the audience, given that she was around in the 80s, so the audience was pretty much men my age, so around, you know, 40s, 50s, mid-30s.
And of your sexual attraction?
Absolutely, absolutely. So the fact that we were there at Margaret Court Arena felt... it felt really weird for me. I'd never been there before. So just knowing the history behind this woman and what this woman says about us. So to be there felt really weird. Anyway, during the night, both Alison and the support act, Katie Noonan, both stopped during their shows and dedicated songs to us. Addressed the Yes campaign, addressed how they felt about it, so clearly in support of us having equal rights, and addressed how evil Margaret Court is as a person. But it was just really beautiful. It was really genuine. they didn't need to do it. Yeah. But the moments were really, it felt appreciated by the audience. Like you could hear people gasp and...
Really?
You know, yeah, yeah. It felt really authentic. So it was just beautiful. It was just beautiful. And Alison also dedicated, well, they both dedicated songs, but Alison had dedicated her particular song. She had written it about our community. So it was even extra special. But it was just, it was a really lovely moment to think that there we were sitting in Margaret Court Arena, bringing up all sorts of stuff for us as an audience, but to have these two beautiful women to send out their love and positivity to us was really quite special.
What was the, if there was any, the talk, probably a bit hard to hear while they were, while she was singing, but, you know, the people around you, what was the reaction like?
I think... oh gosh, how can I put this into words? A few men from the audience yelled out, "Thank you, Alison!" Like just spontaneously, kind of just expressed their thanks. And I could just feel the fuzziness. Like, you know, when you can just feel it, it's not so much what people are saying, but I did look around the men nearest me, because like I said, it was mainly men.
Was that just perving or?
As well, before and after. Because I am trying to find a date myself.
Okay, sure.
Hashtag find a date.
And Dave.
hang on.
he's back at 8, right?
Yeah.
But no, the faces on the men around me were beaming just as much as I was. It felt really personal. It was just a really beautiful moment. So if you're speaking about Allies of the Week, both Katie Noonan and Elsa Moyer, God bless them, they were just divine.
That's a beautiful way to get your message across. I would have, how many people were there? 5,000, 10, I don't know how many.
Yeah, holds. Like, it was intimate. I was going to say,
to be so personal and unexpected, because it's not like she's been out in the media here recently or anything, or you know, talking about support.
From the UK,
Yeah, and so I think that's a beautiful, beautiful way, and something like a bonus almost.
It was. It was, like I said, neither of them needed to do it. No one expected them to do it. Yeah. It just felt very genuine and very, very loving. It felt loving.
Yeah, so, I would imagine.
Yeah.
That's how I felt, I think, when I watched, I would love to have seen what it was like live in Sydney at the NRL Grand Final, but just watching the crowd reaction, and I said this last week, but the people making the heart shape with their hands and this, like, en masse, and people smiling as they're singing. I mean, I don't think you can downplay the power of that sort of, that type of event.
No, I agree. It was the first time I ever watched any any sport in my life, because I wanted to watch that performance by Macklemore. So it was pretty powerful.
It was beautiful. I don't have another Ally of the Week that could top that.
No, I think that we can leave it there for now.
I think we can leave it.
But also, it's time for, you know, other things.
Housekeeping, do we call that?
Yeah, something like that.
You are listening to Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9.
For dancing or romancing, but I give in to the rhythm and my feet follow the beating of my heart. Whoa, when my baby, smiles at me, I go to Rio de Janeiro. I'm a salsa fellow. When my baby smiles at me, the sun will
Hey, I'm Tom Bainbridge, and you're listening to Joy 94.9. It's Stand Up Straight, baby. Let's get up and about. Woo! Allies and stuff.
we say it every time, Clayton, but we love that man, don't we?
We do.
Lifts our spirits.
Apparently he's on competition now, though.
Yes, Thursday nights he's on air on a competing radio
station. Yeah, but he's on longer than us, so check him out after.
Yes. Yeah, not between well, in fact, not till perhaps 10 o'clock.
Or he certainly tickled my fancy, whoever he was.
He did.
I'll show you photos in the next break.
Okay, lovely.
Okay. We'll have an off-air conversation. Nice. One of the things we're talking about tonight is... in these challenging times, how we can focus on looking after ourselves. And we're sort of calling tonight Stand Up Straight a care package and what we can do to take care of ourselves and others. We have each chosen a song. That was my choice. And these are songs that make us feel better or make us feel good whenever they come on the radio, not that Rio comes on very often.
But there's another story to your song.
There is.
Share.
Well, that's actually the song I would like played at my funeral or my service or...
I think that's awesome.
...or whatever. So I have images
I hope I get invited because I want to be there when that song comes on.
I'll come out with a guest list for you.
As long as it's a Jewish Rio.
A Jewish Rio?
Well, I'm assuming your funeral will be Jewish. Jewish.
Oh, might not.
No, maybe not.
Oh, that's a whole other discussion.
Okay, I will get off that topic. Right now.
No. So what we would do, what we'd love for you to do is tell us what you're doing to make things better for yourself or getting through these times, whether it's day by day, minute by minute, hour by hour. And there may be ideas that we can share with others and hopefully make these times a little bit more easy to deal with at the moment. You can send us a message, 0427JOY949, or you can send us an email on air at joy.org.au. And we have had a message come in, and I'm sorry, I don't know who it's from, but thank you. It says, thanks for the care package of Stand Up Straight. Many friends have said they want marriage equality at their weddings and engagements. The yes vote is often public, but the no voters are often private. How can we make equality happen via Parliament and make the law include trans, uni and UNK genders, etc.? Now, we are unsure what the last two...
refer to.
Mean. Mm-hmm. So if, thank you for sending your message in. If you can let us know perhaps what those mean and we'll all learn something tonight.
Yeah, education is great.
Education is absolutely great.
It does bring up a valid point is that the change to the laws that are proposed will allow same-sex couples to marry. They don't necessarily make it easier for transgender and non-binary and other people to marry though. So coming up with laws that will be inclusive of them would definitely be an even further step forward.
Because I don't know if, and I'm curious to see if either of you feel the same way, but I haven't seen or heard really very much discussion around anybody other than the perhaps the gay and the lesbian portion of our alphabet. Is that because do you think that it's easier for the general populace to understand or relate to maybe more, or is it that others are not as vocal? What do you think?
I think it's like baby steps. I think they're starting with gays and lesbians before they open it up to everyone else. But, you know, it would be great if we're all included as we should be. We're one community. If we all had that box ticked for us to begin with rather than thinking we have more hoops to jump through later on. Mm. But my guess is that that's where they're starting, you know, as a starting place, gays and lesbians, and then with others to follow, hopefully.
Yeah.
I think there's that conversation about the slippery slope and whatever else. But as long as those relationships are between consenting people, I don't think that's a slippery slope. I think it's just more on the same plane that we're walking on. Mm. So I don't have a big issue if people want to get married to more than one person. Like, that's polyamoric marriage is not an issue for me.
Isn't it about consent?
Absolutely.
Really?
And those people are able to consent.
And I think that this is where the arguments are all falling down from the no side, is that they miss the whole point. It's quite literally simply one line, two consenting or more adults. It's about the consent of the two people that want to get married, and that's all it is. And I think that that's why it's...
Or three or four.
But it is, it's about consent, as it should always be. Clayton and Shane, what are you doing to look after yourselves at the moment?
Myself, I see my therapist regularly. I think.
Have you upped the visits?
I have actually. Yeah. So I go every fortnight. I was there for a while once a month, but I'm finding that this postal vote. I mean, we all have stuff that we deal with. We all have our issues. We all, you know, a lot of us battle mental illness, you know, day by day. And I've personally have found this whole postal vote. It's been this big umbrella that's just added to everything else. Mm. It's not always present. It's not always there in front of my mind, but it's just there.
Is there more triggers now though? Because you're seeing or hearing, you know,
yes,
the sign writing over the weekend.
Yes, was, yes. You know? Absolutely. I think when I've spoken to other friends, so again, part of my self-care, checking with others. So we've been really, you know, making sure we're looking out for each other on a one-to-one basis. I think it's surprised a lot of my friends, myself included, as to how emotional and personal I have felt. I don't feel this way now, but I know in that first week I could hear the 12-year-old inside of me screaming and kicking and really reacting, being triggered. You know, this is years of therapy that I've had, but there I was, you know, that 12-year-old being bullied and feeling like this is not fair yet again. So lots and lots of triggers for me.
Did you find that it's brought up some of those old thoughts, Clayton?
No. I think that I've found lots of ways to keep it pretty stable, and usually one of those is going in and fighting the good fight. And I actually find that quite cathartic anyway. So
doing something good for somebody?
But also just going in and challenging some of the hate you get through Facebook and other means as well. But
that's interesting, because I spoke to some people before we went on air, and it's and also a bit of a discussion that my husband and I have is that about staying off social media, because for two reasons. One, you don't get hooked in, and then secondly, you're not hearing something or reading something that you don't want to hear. But for you find that you'd rather do that.
I'd rather that sort of talk is not out there unchallenged. That for me is more important. I can handle it. I'm, you know, pretty reasonable. I can keep an even mood about things, but I don't like the idea of that going out there and being completely unchallenged and people saying things without actually saying, well, can you show us how that statistic works? Or
do you feel at all that it's maybe fruitless if they're just dyed in the wool no, and that you can't maybe change their opinion, or is it more the fact that they shouldn't be allowed to say what they're saying without a rebuttal?
I absolutely am not there to change their opinion, because I don't think I can do that. What I am there is that the person who is undecided, who comes along and reads that information, isn't stuck just with that information. They actually have the balance on both sides of the argument, so they can make a more informed decision. I know I'm not going to change the minds of anybody. There's people who have said, look, I actually didn't think of it from that point of view, from what I've said, and so that's something, but I'm there to make sure that there is a balance.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I thought that would just drag you in and put you in a negative headspace, and that's why I've personally chosen not to read so much. In fact, just not even having a look at Twitter or Facebook at all, because I don't want to have to be upset. And it's that fragile state, and and Shane and I spoke about this the other day, I think that if I have some upset or sadness or being distraught or whatever, that's nothing compared to what a lot of the GLBTI community have had for all their life, or a large portion of their life. That's all I have to go through. I'll sit in that and I'll own that. But I just wonder how hard it is to block this all out.
I think if I can just say thank goodness for you, Clayton, because I can't do the social media thing. Yeah. I've just left it alone. So thank goodness there are people like you out there challenging those views. I think for me, I went door knocking with a VAC group, with the Yes people. So for me, it was about face to face. I can tackle people on face to face, and it wasn't about changing people's minds. It was about collecting surveys, and you know, it was just spreading the love. But yeah, I personally find social media. I think I dug down once, and it was too upsetting. I just thought, this is just too much. The people, I think, online just feel like they can say whatever they want, and they don't tend to say these things. It's not face to face. There's no accountability other than somebody nasty behind a keyboard. So,
one of the things that was really lovely and made my husband and I feel so joyous and warm and heart glowing and everything is that one of the phone rooms. So you're calling people that are probably Yes voters, or they've registered interest in being Yes voters and so on. So things like people saying, I said who I was and where I was calling from, and they say, "We've already voted. We got the whole family to walk down to the mailbox." Yeah. And there's somebody saying, "You know, my grandson's gay. Of course, I wouldn't think anything else." And it's just this really lovely, positive vibe. So if anybody hasn't gone to a phone room, do yourself a favour, Trades Hall. You can go down there, and it's just, you're surrounded by yes. I mean, if you want to drive down and have a look at Trades Hall, they've got the biggest yes poster on the outside.
Amazing.
And it is beautiful, and it just makes you feel good at times when you don't.
And those things like going, knocking on doors, making phone calls to people, that's not for me. Because I think I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but for me it's intrusive. So, whereas if someone's putting themselves out there on a social media where they're actually saying, well, I'm going to put my opinion forward, so there I think I therefore have the right to reply with their opinion. Doesn't mean that I'm in any way challenging going knocking on people's doors or anything. That's just not for me.
No, but you have to find what suits you.
Yeah. And I think we all have, we have the basis covered. We have the phones for Michelle. I do the door knocking. You do the social media. It's great. Yeah. Can I share a little story similar to what you did? So knocked on this door, two young primary school age girls came out, and we explain what we were doing at your parents' home. The father, you know, in his 40s, came running out with a yes poster and stood there and go, yes, yes, we voted, we love you guys, we're doing this. And it was just so beautiful. And we're giving out badges as well. And the girls wanted the badges for their school bags to go to school with these yes badges on their school bags. And the father was looking at his daughters and you could see the pride in his eyes.
Wow.
It's like, you know, looking at these girls wanting to do this. And I just got so emotional because it's people like that, like our straight allies, like you, Michelle, who wouldn't change the world. It was beautiful, beautiful, healing.
And my primary school students, on two occasions in different classes over different years, have voted for marriage equality almost unanimously the first time, almost unanimously the second time.
Because you had your kids had to have their own political parties.
We did a mock parliament,
that's right.
Recently we've been doing our yearbook, and they've been like, what laws would you make if you're in, like, and at least three kids put into the yearbook marriage equality. So
that's beautiful. Wow. Yeah. So we'd love to hear from you, what you're doing, what's working for you, what isn't, some ideas. We need to find as many vast, a biggest array that we can for ways that people can look after themselves. 0427JOY949. Send us an email on air@joy.org.au. And Mushin is even out on the front desk. You can have a little chitty chat out to him. 1300JOY949. You're listening to Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9.
I'm Mary Lambert, and you're listening to Yes 94.9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're listening to Michelle on Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9. She's my mum.
That song, Clayton, Shane Cooper and myself in the studio tonight, what we're doing is trying to give people some ideas about ways that their lives can be a bit uplifted at the time, at this moment in time, and music is a huge impact, has a huge impact on me, I know. So I go to Rio. What you chose there, Clayton, is vastly different. There's probably people out there going, what the hell's that?
No, I think most people would know that who are younger than you, maybe. I find it a really good go-to song, both lyrically and I just like the energy of the song as well. And it does calm me down and let me focus on just the song.
Do you sing it in the car and yell out the words?
Are you a loud
singer in the car?
Yes.
Sometimes. You are? Mm,
yes.
Ooh, do you try to sing like Macy when you sing along?
I probably sing in a similar way just by nature. But yeah. No, I do love Macy Gray and I do love Fatboy Slim. So, put them together.
You're a lyrics man or a music man?
I am a lyrics man.
You're a lyrics man. I'm a bit more than music. If a song starts and that moves me, I don't even know what the lyrics are.
But I do like music and I think the music and the lyrics work in that one, but as you pointed out, it definitely would not have been a Chris Jameson song.
You're a tech guy. Do you get does technology take you away from all the stuff?
Definitely. My escapism is video games generally, apart from every horror sci-fi TV show, but, which you can listen to on Geeks Out on Saturdays, 4 p.m., Joy 94.9.
Well
done,
you.
But my video games are also another way that I escape. But I don't talk about video games on air much because we have a show before us that covers that. Checkpoint.
Tonight, that's totally relevant because people might, it's something else that they might not have thought of. We'd love to hear from you. If you can send us a message on 0427 Joy 949 or send us an email on air@joy.org.au. We have had a full membership from David. Thank you so much. And a donation as well, David.
Lovely,
thank
David.
You. He has said, I think it's amazing service that you provide. It is so important for the LGBTI community to have such a strong, passionate voice at this radio station. Thank you so much, David, and we appreciate your membership and your donation. Both of you are in, Clayton and Shane, quite different areas of work. Tell me, how did your work take you away from all of this, Shane?
Okay, so for me, I work as a masseur. Mm. And what I found over the last few weeks in particular, business has been busy. A lot of guys are coming in to escape. I mean, massage is about escaping primarily. And as they're laying there on my table, it becomes a bit of a counselling session too because they're wanting to download. So I don't bring it up. It's been coming up quite organically from my clients. And that's been really great for me as well because we have this moment where we get to authentically connect with our experiences. So
really raw emotions.
Yeah, absolutely. Some guys, some regular clients of mine have had this conversation with me and they've surprised me because I kind of would have assumed that these guys are quite rock steady, not too emotional in nature. So it surprised me how some of them have expressed how this has been affecting them. But Clayton, you were saying about the tech side lifting you up. I'm definitely a people's person. So connections, especially one-on-one, really work well for me. So when I have these experiences with these men, they leave and I feel like I've been recharged by that as well, that we've shared what we're going through and that I think is been really helpful.
And a special connection. So that's something else that people can do, whether, it's just sitting in a massage chair for half an hour or going at having a pamper day at some day spa.
Yourself,
it's looking after yourself. Clayton, you have, do you have a classroom full of screaming kids that takes your mind off things?
Yes, definitely. The students are definitely a distraction and, I actually spend a lot of time dealing with their problems, which reminds me how small mine are. So that
is
helps
that
too.
Right? Do that?
I'm not going to go into a lot of detail on that right now. But it definitely, I do get some perspective.
It's a different. You get perspective in a lot of different ways. I think for me, trying to remain positive, I've not realised that it would be as much of a challenge. But finding a yes sticker on somebody that's on the tram. Makes my day. Some of the folks I was speaking to today, there's some rainbow lanyards on, so they're walking down the street, they see someone with their work pass and there's a rainbow lanyard, because that's quite a conscious decision to wear a rainbow lanyard because they don't come standard. So the fact that somebody's thought to do that, it's these tiny little statements that I think for people that are wearing a badge or a sticker or a lanyard, they might not realise the impact. One of the young ladies I spoke to this afternoon, she said it makes her, seeing yeses everywhere makes her feel safe.
Oh, wow.
And I thought that was, and that was huge. I mean, a safe, to be safe by just seeing words or actions, I find that extraordinary.
Because I think the no people, the no camp, they can be quite loud. Like, they may not say much, but it really is quite deafening when you hear it from their side. Mm. So when you walk around and you see yes posters in businesses, like you said, people with yes badges, it really is quite beautiful and it's healing. So I would encourage everyone to look for those moments, because, you know, for every no, no expression, there are many, many expressions of yes and solidarity and support.
And something else, we do live, we've said many, many times that we live in a sense like a joy bubble or a GLBTI bubble, and we live sort of fairly close to the city. But, you know, we have to maybe think of the people that are in rural, regional, or remote areas that may never, ever see a yes sticker or yes poster.
Yeah, well, on that, we've actually had a message in from another anonymous person. You absolutely are always welcome to send in anonymous messages.
Yeah, absolutely. That
definitely, we're happy to read them out. So I'm lucky, and I started to get mental help a few weeks before the survey was held. So my doctor has been a great support. Not holding back, I grew up in a conservative area in a religious school. Catholic one was the most supportive. Some of those on my Facebook from my conservative school and hold some previously withheld troubling views on the LGBTI community. I made a vow to only allow positive content to be paired with me. It is harder than you would expect. During the debate, this has opened up conversations with family and old friends. The best moment was when my parents and siblings ticked their boxes. Okay, well, and posted them within 10 minutes of receiving them. Wow. That is fantastic. We only do what we can handle on the day. Some days it will only be getting out of bed, and for those who are having those days, that's enough and amazing.
And that's lovely. Thank you, Anonymous, and thank you for taking the time to send that message in. And it is sometimes a minute at a time or a day at a time and that kind of thing as well. So it's really important. And, I mean, someone else I spoke to today said that they go for an hour's walk every day in the Fitzroy Gardens because they see the posters and they see it in windows and shops and so on, and then it's the hour's walk with music on, your fresh air, your exercise, you're away from your social media, unless you're walking with it in front of you and you're tripping yourself up and bumping into people. But it's another hour's escape, or however long you want to go for a walk. Swimming's a great thing too. Not that I swim.
No, clearly. I got a swimming pool in my building I've never been in. I've been in my building for 8 years.
I shower.
I shower too. I bathe.
I do water.
We're going to come back shortly to discuss places that you can actually get support
some
from.
Services. And we're going to be playing Shane's song.
Yes, I can't wait to hear this. Put your hands up.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm turning off your mics in a second.
What are we listening to, Clayton?
Joy 94.9.
Yes,
I don't remember the name
of
the song.
I'm walking through life in nature's disguise. You laugh at me and you criticize. Cause I'm happy, carefree, and gay. Yes, I'm gay. Ain't no fault, it's a fact. I was born this way.
ally. Talk it out. Educate yourself. Stand up straight on Joy 94.9. You are listening to Stand Up Straight. Michelle, Clayton and Shane is in the studio with us tonight. We're talking about things you can do to look after yourself in these times. And we've had some lovely messages come in. If you'd like to send us a message of what's working for you, what you're doing, you know, whether it's going and getting a facial every day, whatever you want, you can tell us 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. And Mushin is on the desk, 1300JOY949. And that is exactly, see, if you're driving, you can ring up if you're hands-free. Mushin will take down like a secretary or everything that
you
want to say.
Well, he's our
PA. And Stephen says that he agrees with Clayton, regardless of who you are, if you post online, you are able to be fed with facts. And that's, I suppose, I'm seeing it as a negative, but it's an education as well for a lot of people. So there's a lot of services out there, ones that people think of pretty much straight away. There's Lifeline 131114. There's also Headspace and Beyond Blue, VAC. We've got lots of organisations.
Switchboard.
Yeah, I've got the phone number Switchboard, so people get your pens ready. So Switchboard is, of course, a peer counselling telephone service available from 3 till midnight every day, 1800 184 527. So please give them a call, especially for those of you who live in isolated areas and you may not have that support around you. Switchboard is amazing, so please give them a call.
And if you're outside of Victoria, you can also go to QLife, which is Switchboard is part of QLife. There's just a slightly different number, I think.
Oh, I think it's the same number.
Is it the same? Oh,
yeah, yeah. So if Switchboard don't pick it up in Victoria, you get put through to another state. So
Excellent. Yeah,
just use that phone number and you'll get someone around the country, most likely Melbourne, but if not, around the country.
So we do have listeners from other states every now and then.
Absolutely.
We do,
absolutely.
From overseas. And even on that, if for people that just want to be in contact with Joy and the programs, and there's so much uplifting music and shows that are on air. I mean, we run 24/7, so people can always listen to Joy. There's podcasts available all the time. So there's another way to keep connected with the community if
you are. We're like 7-Eleven, aren't we?
So we are just, our lights aren't as bright as 7-Eleven.
No slushies, but
more colours in our rainbow.
Yeah. And Beyond Blue is another organisation that you've got a particular... you had an involvement with a while ago as well, Shane.
Yeah, a few years ago. So they did a great campaign about depression amongst our community. And so I was part of a rainbow family, and we each told our story, our battle with mental health. So that was amazing. Yeah, that was a few years ago. But if you go to YouTube and go to YouTube, Shane's story, Beyond Blue, I think that will bring it up. But there's a whole heap of us there, so they're all worth checking out.
Very unique stories. Everybody's got a very, very
different
story.
Yeah. Common themes, but very unique at the same time. If I can also mention, just in terms of therapy, VAC at the moment, which is the Victorian AIDS Council, offering free counselling to our community. So please give them a call. Get your pen out again. 9865 6700. That's 9865 6700. And also Queer Space at Drummond Street here in Carlton, offering free counselling as well to our community at the moment. So that's just amazing. So you don't need to think about your budget. Free counselling, please give either organisations a call or give Switchboard a call. So it's available. You don't need to be filthy rich at the moment.
There's a Queer Space in Melbourne, just a little bit more information. It's a safe space for LGBTIQI+ people and their families. So Queer Space Melbourne offers a queer positive drop-in space. So it's a bit blurry. It's not my old age. Over the duration of the postal survey that affirms, connects and provides mutual support with positive peers and allies. It also offers access to queer mental health professionals for mental health support. And the activities are actually organised by Proud to Play, which is another extraordinary organisation. So this runs from the 11th of October, which is yesterday, all the way through to the 6th of December. They've got for youth between 4 and 5.30 on a Wednesday, and then from 6 till 7.30 for activities for GLBTI people over the age of 18. And
that's amazing.
For it to be free and a drop-in, and it's... I think what we're finding is that our community is finding other ways to connect with each other, not just locally, you know, but in a broader sense as well, but ways that we can help each other. And even if it's just, and I keep saying this, just sending a text to someone or an email or picking up the phone and say, hey, look, I'm thinking of you, or I don't know what to say, or I hope you're okay today, or meet me for coffee. And you don't have to spend money necessarily on anything. It's just a matter of just keeping on contacting people, I think.
Yeah, don't assume everyone's okay with what's going on.
And I think...
Don't underestimate also just chatting to your GP about your mental health as well, because they can actually access services for you that are either bulk billed or are at a low cost, because mostly bulk billed with a little bit extra. So they can put a care plan that covers about 10 sessions, I think it is. So it goes up and down a bit. 12. It's 10, it's 12, it's 10, it's 12. But it is around about 10 sessions you can access. So definitely chat to your GP if you are having ongoing mental health issues.
I think it's calendar-based too. So if you were to access it right now, come January...
You got another 10.
Yeah. So that's a great idea. Yeah, absolutely.
And there's, if you're not happy with, you know, the counsellor that you're speaking to or whatever, just keep shopping around. I know Beyond Blue have an amazing list of professionals that you can contact, you know, hospitals and clinics and private practice and various other options. So there's a lot of places that people can go. I mean, we certainly are not the professionals here. We're just talking about things that we've done that have helped us. So, but the professionals, if you do need and you're struggling, it's very, very important to reach out.
And shop around, like you said, because I think it's about connection. Because I have got the occasional friend who might see a therapist, it doesn't work out, so they're not connected, and they give up on the whole idea. So you really do need to find someone who speaks to you, who you have that connection with.
And if you haven't set the foot in the Joy doors for a while, even walking in the front here, you know, there's probably lollies, there's free bottles of water, there's always somebody walking around the studio, there's often free hugs,
joy,
you know.
By name, joy by nature.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of things that can be done to make you feel a bit better.
I don't personally offer the free hug service,
know,
just to
I'm
be clear.
Aware. I said that right. Yeah. I looked in your eyes as I said that.
I do. Yep. Come in and I will hug you.
Friday afternoon.
You've got 6 minutes. Run and I will hug you.
We have had another anonymous message, but thank you, in saying that they are enjoying the show. Thank you so much. Any other advice that either of you have got about
dogs.
Looking after yourself?
Oh. Dogs are great.
Go and buy a puppy.
Yeah, buy a puppy. Yes. Borrow someone's puppy. I think pets in general are amazing. They're like antidepressants on four legs.
They're not just for the survey period, though.
Oh, yes, it's for life. It's for life. Yeah. But this would be a great time if you were thinking about adopting a pet. How amazing would it be to do it right now?
Yeah, hopefully my partner's not listening.
You could go,
Clayton's partner. Now's the time.
Go and sit in the if you go out to the RSPCA.
Yeah.
You can go and sit. There's about five huge rooms full of cats and kittens. And if that does, I dare you to not be happy when you're in that room.
Can I say the North Melbourne Lost Dogs and Cats Home?
Lord Smith, yeah.
That's another one. But I think they all encourage volunteers to come along to pet dogs. So you can go along and just pet dogs as a volunteer.
Yeah, you can be a volunteer dog walker as well. There's a lot of those options.
There's also in Melbourne a cat cafe.
No.
Yes, you can go along and book some time
and drink cats.
You play with the cats, I believe. I haven't been because it's not my thing.
You bring your own, or they've got
theirs? No, they've got them there. And
do you have to hire them?
You have to book time. There is a fee, I think about
$10. So what, do they come and sit next to you at the table?
I actually don't know how this works because I hate
animals. You knew there'd be questions.
No, I didn't.
Yes, we've all silenced you, haven't I?
You have.
Going to the gym more often.
Yeah.
Not that I'm an example of that, but a lot of people are doing that as well.
Just going for a run. It doesn't cost anything. Just you know, run from your front door, run around the block, go for a long walk.
Yeah. Get a jogging buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put a call out, who wants to go for a run? Please don't do this to me because I probably will say no. But put a call out to your friends or anyone that wants to go jogging or anything. I'm looking at you, Clayton, as I say this.
Cause because I'm such a jogger. Yeah, if I'm running, I'm running away from something.
Probably cats.
Well, yeah, actually, probably. Quote from Will and Grace, Karen says, she was running away from good taste.
Aren't we all?
Quite. So we are nearly at the end of the show. I will be away for a couple of weeks. Clayton,
I'm going to be away for a couple of weeks as well.
Clayton won't be here. Nope. Beck and a couple of other folks. It's going to be a, what do we call a surprise?
Yeah, it's going to be a surprise couple of weeks. I also want to mention, because I won't be here next week, to mention Northside Bazaar is on, not this weekend, but the weekend after. Mm-hmm. I will certainly be there.
Me too.
Shane will be there.
I'll be there with Warren, Warren and Anastasia, the breakfast drive team. Yes. Anastasia can't make it, so I'm going to be Anastasia. So come up and say hi.
You've got the same hair.
Yeah. I think our boobs are about the same.
And but, for those that haven't been, it's a fantastic day.
Fun.
It is really, it's interesting. There's the broadest array of people. There's some fabulous bargains. They have an amazing auction. Some interesting
second-hand leather goods.
Especially if you're a woman too, because you can't often, you know, you can't, this is the only day of the year where females are welcomed in to the lair.
And didn't we have fun last year?
Look, Clayton, I wasn't going to go there. I thought that was going to be kept under wraps. The photographs have been destroyed. All of
that. I thought you looked great, you look great in that bondage gear. Seriously,
may have been some whips out and a certain Dr. Vincent Cornelis convincing people to get whipped.
I think he did, correct.
Yes.
We're nearly at the top of the hour. I had another message coming from Mark. Hi, guys. I love to go to the gym. Really, really, it helps me. That's from Mark.
Good boy. Thank you
very much. Maybe it's the time to get fit and get out to the gym. So for everybody out there, our hearts are with you. Our hugs are with you. Our love is with you. And our support is always there.
Yeah, you're not alone.
And we will continue to fight the fight. Keep listening to Joy. You have been listening to Michelle, you've been listening to Clayton.
Good night.
Good night. And you've been listening to
Shane. Thanks so much for having me.
Been an absolute pleasure. Up next is Family Matters, and then at 9 o'clock, The Woods. Thank you, everybody, and have a great week, great month, great year, and look forward to some wedding celebrations really, really soon. You've been listening to Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9.
Is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.